You're listening to Imagine This Radio. I'm your host, Antonio Ruiz. In 2010, the California Endowment embarked on a new 10-year strategic direction, Building Healthy Communities. Their goal is to support the development of communities where kids and youth are healthy, safe, and ready to learn. One of the 14 healthy communities are the Central and West Side areas of Long Beach.
Speaking with Renee Castro, who is Vice President for Programs at the California Conference for Equality and Justice. How are you, sir?
Hi. Great to see you, Antonio.
Let's talk a little bit first for those who are not completely aware of the California Endowment's Building Healthy Communities. Give us the elevator ride version of what the initiative is.
Okay. Building Healthy Communities is a 10-year initiative that's being funded by the California Endowment to help to transform the central area and a portion of the west side. The endowment is investing about $100 million in both cash as well as technical assistance to the central area. And they've determined 10 outcomes. But the elevator ride is really after the 10 years, we want to have children in Central and a portion of the West Side that are healthy, that are ready for school, and that are safe.
It's interesting when you say healthy, because I know we've had this conversation before, is you're the healthy communities, and the word healthy is being broadly defined.
Right.
Talk about that.
Okay. Well, the whole premise is based on the fact that health doesn't begin in the doctor's office. It begins in the community. So it begins with having access to safe schools, open space, nutritious meals, you know, healthy foods, things like that. So the whole idea is that we have to attack the things that are damaging health in the community, and that begins with a grassroots effort, and that's really what this effort is about. Is about changing those systems that determine, the technical word is the social determinants of health, essentially.
Describe CCEJ's role in all of this.
CCEJ is working with Cal State Long Beach. Cal State Long Beach and CCEJ are partnered on this to serve as the hub host team. What the endowment found out was with any kind of collaborative, you need staff that are managing all the different moving parts. And with something as large as this one, our role is to provide an open table, kind of, so you have new people coming in, you have local assets, local resources that can be leveraged along with the endowment's funding to provide a space for training. So we're supporting, we're kind of a central table, if you will, for this whole initiative. So we're providing training, capacity building, leadership development for youth, for adults in the area. We're also leveraging the investment the endowment has made by finding additional resources that can be matched, both at a local level as well as state and federal.
How many cities are involved both up and down California?
There are 14 cities. Initially, I guess there were 24, and then the endowment's corpus went down a little bit, and then ended up coming down to 14. So San Diego is a part of that, Fresno, Santa Ana, South L.A., Boyle Heights, Sacramento. And what's exciting is that our local initiative here in Long Beach is in weekly contact with those other 14 sites. So there are lessons they're learning and, you know, ways of governing the collaborative that they're creating, and they're sharing it with us as well.
I want to get back to that in a second, because there's a website which is fantastic, just in terms of it's one website where you can see what everybody else is doing. But we'll get back to that in a second. Let's talk a little bit about Long Beach's participation in terms of why Long Beach, and then let's talk about the area of Long Beach.
Well, why Long Beach? I think Long Beach is unique. You know, I love this city, and as you know, Antonio, you can get your arms around it. You know, you can call the chief, and he'll actually call you back. You can call King Alexander at Cal State, and he'll call you back. And so our systems leaders are accessible, and I think that makes Long Beach a real laboratory for the kind of transformational change that the endowment is looking for. Also, we have some serious problems in Long Beach. I mean, poverty and youth and gang violence and affordable housing, issues like that. So it was the right mix. When the endowment looked at some of the social indicators, for example, They looked at poverty, they looked at child obesity, they looked at issues of youth violence and unemployment as key indicators, and they found that within the central area, the need was so high that that they picked portions of the central area. And then during the planning process, the West Side spoke up and said, you know, we want to be included as well. So a small portion of the West Side was included.
Talk a little bit about exactly, give us the mechanics of what is on the ground, what are you going to be doing?
Well, right now, first of all, I should say, again, as the central table, we're not in charge of actually commissioning grants. The endowment is the one that's providing all the grants. So right now what's happening is the endowment has commissioned several local groups, one on air quality, one looking at the downtown community plan, which, as you know, is a plan to develop the downtown area through 2030. And looking at specifically community benefits within that plan. So Housing Long Beach and Legal Aid Foundation are looking at the downtown plan. There's also an effort right now to include in the 2030 plan a health element, which is kind of unusual for a city, but actually looking, okay, so how can we include the social determinants of health in our long-term plan for the city, and the endowment is funding that as well. There's an effort right now for the endowment to fund summer night lights for our coming summer, which is very exciting. As you know, this past summer, the endowment ponied up $350,000. So we had three parks open until 10 p.m. at night, and we're looking to replicate that again this summer. And we're looking for matching funds. The endowment is going to be requesting that we try and match at least a portion of their contribution again this year. And then within the hub itself, so those are the strategies, just a few examples of some of the strategies that are going on. And then within the hub itself right now, we're in a unique time because we're building our governance structure. So we're setting forth right now what are the principles by which we will operate as a collaborative. Who are the decision makers? So it's looking like right now, and I want to put this out to your listeners, that we're going to have 21 spots on a steering committee for this whole effort. 7 for youth, 7 for adults, and 7 for community-based organizations. They will essentially serve as my board. They'll be my bosses. So just really quickly on that, their job will be we have $25,000 in discretionary funds, so they'll be in charge of that. They'll also be in charge of monitoring the work of the strategies and holding those agencies accountable to actually fulfilling the plan that was set forth during the planning phase.
This, because I guess one of the things I'm just trying to understand is, it's a 10-year program, so we're talking about 10 years in Long Beach, or am I correct? How do you know when you have accomplished something or reached a goal? I mean, what are the yardsticks that you're going to be using?
That's great. It's a great question. They're going to be looking at high school graduation rates. They're going to be looking at child obesity rates. And I should say that the target area is really just going to be the sample area for the data that we're looking at. But we expect the outcomes to be much greater than the specific target area. So child obesity rates, high school graduation rates, high school attendance rates, those are just a few of the examples, some of the indicators we're going to be looking at. And it's kind of a moving target right now, so the new indicators that are coming up as we get along in the planning process. But as I said, the vision is that children, it's again a preventative effort, so children within the target area are going to be safe, healthy, and ready for school.
In the just a few minutes that we have left, let's get back to the website, because it's not only somewhere where people can get information, but it's an interesting website in that you really are... All the cities that are involved have an opportunity to share things and learn from things. And I'll repeat the website address after the program, after the interview. But talk a little bit about that.
Well, the California Endowment has set up a website called mycalconnect.org, and Long Beach has their own site. So any one of your listeners can go to that site and create their own login, their own password. And on there, you'll find more information than you could ever, want to know about this initiative in Long Beach. So one of the exciting things on there is that you can get a history of the whole planning process it went through. We went through 18 months of planning with the community to define what are the local capacities and resources and strategies that we want to tailor to Long Beach to make these outcomes happen. So all those documents are all on that website. There's also a calendar on there so they can learn about upcoming meetings. We have our first full collaborative meeting coming up very soon. That's on there. And they could get connected with some of the local strategies like air quality, like housing, like the health element I spoke about.
But another thing that's interesting is you can also connect other people who are part of the initiative, but also who are, you know, have signed on and now also visiting. They're not necessarily involved in the initiative, but they're like me. I'm just signing on because I'm curious about what's going on.
Absolutely. That's the exciting part. It's like Facebook.
Right. That's right.
You can go on and you can ask to connect with somebody. But the thing that's really exciting as well, not only with local, it's what this initiative is doing is creating dialogues across organizations that have never spoken to each other.
Right.
But also, given the endowment's huge network, I'm talking to media thought leaders across the country now. So you can also go on the page and for example, this project we were talking about earlier with New America Media Project out of San Francisco. I mean, these are the people that used to be the producers for Independent Lens and things like that. So, I mean, it's really connecting Long Beach with some very talented folks.
Well, I think the other part of this is because as I was playing around with it last night, I mean, you can go to other cities and see what they're doing. You can get some insight. There are groups that you can join under various categories and whatnot, but they're moderated by people in other cities. And so it's just really great to get that perspective of, you know, someone up north who's may never been to Long Beach and may not know all your individual problems, but they're doing something that you can learn from. So I found that really fascinating.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, given the state's troubles right now, it's also, it's building a movement, really. I mean, it's gaining momentum so that we can have an impact on a statewide level.
Well, if someone wants to get involved or wants more information, where can they find it?
Well, I welcome them to go to our website, and that is, it's mycalconnect.org and then /Long Beach. And that's a great way to start. Or you can email me, rcastro@cacej.org, and I'd love to talk to you and answer any questions you have about the initiative.
Fantastic. Thank you again very much. Renee Castro, Vice President of Programs at the California Conference for Equality and Justice, and we're talking about the California Endowment Building Healthy Communities Initiative. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio.
You can find more information at mycalconnect.org/Long Beach.